Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The number of South Carolina's resources for those who wish to start their own businesses just got a little bigger. Columbia College announced recently that a $5 million gift from the Robert and Janice McNair Foundation has allowed the college to establish the McNair Center for Entrepreneurism, which will serve not only students and alumni, but also have as part of its mission to connect with innovation communities in the region. Beth Dindorf is president of Columbia College. Beth, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Congratulations on this nice donation.
Thank you very much.
Talk about how all of this happened and what this means.
Well, Janice McNair is an alum of Columbia College, and she and her husband, Bob McNair, have been very generous supporters of the college for many years. They're probably best known as owning the Houston Texans NFL football team. They came to us recently and were interested in helping future generations enkindle in them that spirit of entrepreneurism that have helped them be successful in many businesses that they've owned before the Houston Texans for many years. They want to make sure that they can help foster the next generation of successful entrepreneurs. So they approached us and a few other select colleges and universities in the country about starting a center for entrepreneurism.
Now, I understand this will not only serve students, but alumni as well.
Yes, we're starting with our students to help them get the tools that they need, both academically and through mentorships and real-world experiences, to be able to start businesses and grow those businesses. We have many alumni out there. We will also be helping them, and many of them are successful entrepreneurs, so they'll be helping our students.
And I believe I saw in the press release that there will even be a microseed fund available.
That's right. There'll be funds available as students are closer to graduation to help them actually launch businesses, because throughout their 4 years, they're going to have opportunities to apprentice, have a mentor, have real-world experiences both in South Carolina and in other parts of the nation, to get the tools and experience they need to be successful entrepreneurs, and then we'll help them launch those companies.
And talk about that part of the new center's mission to connect with innovation communities here in our area.
Absolutely. South Carolina has wonderful innovation communities. Certainly Columbia does as well. There are great innovation communities all over the country. First, we want to connect our students with successful entrepreneurs here in South Carolina, in our community, but let them also experience studying away for a semester to have the opportunity to work firsthand, real world, with entrepreneurs in other parts of the country so they can compare how that innovation and entrepreneur situation works.
Now, for our listeners not familiar with Columbia College itself, tell us about your institution.
Columbia College was founded 161 years ago to provide women an opportunity for higher education, and we still do that today. We are one of a few number of women's colleges in the country and proud of it, but we also educate women and men, and they will have the opportunity to experience and participate in the Center for Entrepreneurism as well.
Beth, one of the issues that we discuss on this show regularly is finding ways to keep the best and brightest here in South Carolina, not only to go to colleges and universities here, but to stay here after they graduate and form either their own companies or go to work here.
The majority of our students are from South Carolina, and this is an opportunity for them to learn those entrepreneurial skills, experience firsthand working with entrepreneurs, pitching their ideas, and trying their hand at being successful entrepreneurs. And many of our graduates do stay right here in South Carolina. When they have these skills, they'll be able to stay right here in South Carolina and help contribute to the economic and societal growth of South Carolina. And I'm sure the businesses that they start, whether for-profit or nonprofit, will reach far beyond South Carolina and across the world in how it helps society.
Well, Beth, congratulations again on the gift, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Beth Dindorf is president of Columbia College, a recent recipient of a $5 million gift from the Robert and Janice McNair Foundation to establish the McNair Center for Entrepreneurism. We will have a link to the college posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts where you will be able to hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.